bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis, and I'm so glad that you are here listening to Talk Healthy Today. One of my favorite topics is beauty from the inside out. It really is about what we eat. It makes such a huge difference in our skin. And since it's Foodie Friday, I wanted to bring on one of my favorite people. Her name is Susan Seminelli. We're going to be talking about her book, The Seminelli Solution, a 7-day plan for radiant skin, recipes for beauty from the inside out. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So,
well, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm very, very happy to speak with you. But before we get into what people should eat, I wanted to just bring one point across, that it doesn't matter how perfect the plate of food is in front of you, if you're not in the rest and digest state, you will not digest your food. So we always have to think beyond what we're putting in our mouth, and we have to think about our nervous system, and that's controlled by the breath. So if we could explain to your readers a little bit about a little bit about how to calm their nervous systems down, especially since women are on the run all the time, being busy moms and working and having a million things to do. Just because they have good food in front of them does not mean that your body will digest it, absorb it, and then eliminate it. So if you mind that I bring that up?
Of course not. I think it's fantastic. Yes, let's start there, and then we can talk about different foods and recipes. Take it away, Susan.
Okay, so your breath, your mind and your breath are one, really. If you can control your breathing by slowing it down, long, deep inhalations, holding your breath for a few seconds before you exhale, do that for about 2 or 3 minutes before you eat your food. No matter what you're eating, your nervous system will be receptive to the food that's coming down the pike for you to digest, absorb, and then eliminate.
So that deep breathing makes a difference in so many different things. For example, I was having trouble sleeping last night because I just got a new dog. Although he's not really new to me, I've been taking care of him 4 to 5 days a week for the last year. And I really wanted him. And my friend just couldn't handle having a dog anymore. Lots of changes in her life. But my husband and my daughter were kind of on the fence because we already have 2 big dogs. They finally said yes. I was so excited. I couldn't sleep. So I thought, okay, this is a good thing. I'm not stressed out. This is happy, but there's just a lot to think about. So I took some really big, deep breaths, and it definitely helped. And I didn't think about it in terms of my eating. I think a lot of people think about in terms of not sleeping or just feeling stressed out.
It's true. Yeah, you're right. But without your brain being relaxed while you're eating, you won't digest your food. And since I'm a skincare specialist and I do facials for a living, when I'm dealing with somebody with breakouts, one of the first things I ask them is, do you chew your food too quickly? Do you eat too quickly? Are you eating on the run? And then I actually teach them how to breathe right while they're on the table, while I'm doing their facial. And I teach them about those long, deep breaths. And then that helps them be very mindful of that state of mind while they are carrying out their daily life.
Well, teach us that breath. When you say long, is it a certain number that you do count in your head?
Well,
or tell us how long it is.
You know, you could lead up to this. It's not so easy. But you, on the in-breath, you inhale for 8 seconds. And you hold it for 8 seconds, that would be wonderful. And then you exhale for 8 seconds. And you just keep doing that for 2 or 3 minutes before you start to eat your food. The other thing I like to teach people is, literally, because thoughts are energy and they could be monitored, I really think people should bless their food before they eat it. I know it sounds corny, but when you bless your food before you eat it, remember that food is going to become part of your being. So if you charge those particles with positive, loving energy, which can be monitored, it's a scientific fact, then that food is even more beneficial for your entire being than if you're just unmindful of your state of mind and what you're eating and what you're putting in your body.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Susan. I think it makes so much sense. You know, I'd love to jump into your 7-day plan for radiant skin. And in the plan, you have certain foods. Let's talk about the foods that you have found in your experience and through research to be best for skincare and overall health.
Okay. Your skin, your stomach is as big as your closed fist. So you need portions is important for you, right? So you've got to have the right portions and you've really got to chew your food. So I think your protein intake should be lean and of course fresh and as organic as you can possibly get. And the piece of protein that you eat should be no bigger than the size of the palm of your hand, even though that's even a bit much for you. And your vegetables should be as colorful, your plate of vegetables should be as colorful as possible. So my rule of thumb is to balance your above ground grown vegetables and your below ground or your root vegetables. When you're eating, be mindful that your body needs the nutritional value from root vegetables as well as vegetables like lettuces and herbs and anything that grows and sprouts above ground. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So your protein should be the smallest part of your meal, and then the vegetables that you eat are should make up the brunt of your meal. So my thing is, and it's got to be colorful. So as far as greens go, of course everybody knows about kale. It's just such a wonderful superfood. Spinach, the dark green leaves of romaine lettuce are the best for you. Watercress is wonderful. I add herbs to my salad in their whole form to be just part of the salad, like whole basil leaves, whole parsley leaves, because they carry a lot of nutritional value. And they also carry it within them essential oils, which when digested are released in your gut and they help to kill pathogens in the body. So it's really beneficial to eat raw herbs in your salads and things like that. I do believe in eating colorful foods. So, again, that would be tomatoes, your squashes like butternut squash, acorn squash, carrots, of course. Broccoli is part of your greens. You know, the cruciferous vegetables are really important for you because they have micronutrients in them that help build your immune system and help your body fight cancer. I know that beets and the beet leaves are very good for you. If you could get beets into your diet one day a week, that would be wonderful. And don't throw out the tops. You should wash them and put the baby leaves in your salad. But the larger leaves you can chop up and saute with garlic and olive oil. Garlic is anti-inflammatory, and so is olive oil. So whenever you're eating anti-inflammatory foods, you're helping your body be calmer and healthier from within. You're boosting your immune system in doing so. And then, of course, you've got superfoods like your berries, like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. They have resveratrol in them, and so do red grapes, by the way. And they add a certain subset of nutrients into your body that you really need to stay healthy. And whenever I talk about health, I always believe that your reward is beautiful skin. But slow it down, breathe, your food really well and make sure your portion control is correct. I think people should be grazing throughout the day. So, for instance, you can eat berries and nuts as a snack around 4 o'clock. You know, sometimes people get that lull in their energy. And if they can eat berries or dried apricots, which are really good, especially for women who have too much estrogen in their body because it helps to reduce estrogen levels. But dried fruits, dried berries, and then nuts and seeds are a really great snack. And that's part of your grazing. So I think people should have their after they do their oral hygiene in the morning and they drink their water with fresh lemon in it to cleanse their alimentary canal, which is from your mouth to you-know-what, you know, going all throughout your body, then your body's ready for food. And so you have your breakfast, and around 11 o'clock, you can have a snack, and it could be either your nuts and seeds and dried fruits, or you can have celery and carrots and fennel and things like that to munch on, because these foods, not only they satiate you, but they have a lot of fiber in them as well. And then again, the micronutrients that your body needs to be well.
You know, I wanted to, I mean, all I love this information. It's so fantastic, Susan. And I wanted to say, I did make your chicken okra stew. I love okra. You know, it's one of those things, it seems like people either like it or they don't like it. But I like that kind of thickness that it gives things. I also like that there's a whole cup of freshly chopped cilantro. And that's another thing. There was this study that showed that some people, you either hate or love cilantro. It's like this genetic thing or something. My husband, to him, it's just like the most vile thing. To me and my daughter, we could eat it by the handfuls.
Oh my God.
Oh, did you?
I hated it. Oh, my, I hated it for until I was deep into my 30s. I thought it tasted like soap. I hated it. Now I love it. I absolutely love it.
Interesting.
You know, it also helps bind with heavy metals in your body, and it helps your body excrete them. So when you know the nutritional value of something or the medicinal quality of something, sometimes it helps you accept it more into your diet, and then you're more open to eating it. I think
so too. I think that I'm so glad that you're able to eat it, because I think it's great. Now, something I haven't made yet is your chickpea and roasted garlic soup, which I am all about. The garlic, I love chickpeas. Is that super good? I bet.
Oh my god, it is such a delicious soup, and it's so healthy, especially during the winter, because it's an immune booster. First of all, when you roast the garlic and you add all that garlic to it, garlic, again, it's an anti-inflammatory, but it helps to kill bacteria, and it boosts your immune system. Chickpeas are actually really good for your heart. They also have fiber in them, and they're a good source of protein as well. And then for vegetarians, you can use a vegetable stock instead of chicken stock for that. Any recipe in my book, you can convert it to a vegetarian recipe, because I'm all about vegetarianism. I think it's beautiful to obtain all of your nutrients from plants, nuts, and seeds rather than animal, although I have no judgment against people who enjoy meat and fish and things like that. But sometimes when people are on a spiritual journey, it's hard for them to eat meat or fish because of the energy around that animal and what happens to the animal when you're consuming it. But I have to tell you, unless you know what you're doing to become a vegetarian, your skin will not be happy being a vegetarian unless you really know how to get protein from vegetables, nuts, and seeds.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. Well, give us a couple of tips for vegetarians so they make sure they're getting what they need.
Well, avocados are excellent, even
love
for
those.
Protein. And I think
neat.
Your nuts should be soaked overnight before you eat them, because it's easier on digestion. And then you've got your chia seeds, and you have, so all kinds of nuts are good for you, and you can turn them into nut butters as well. tofu, it's got to be organic because edamame, which is what tofu is made from, it's like a sponge, and it absorbs pesticides. So you have to be very, very careful, even in a health food store, because they put organic right next to non-organic or conventional. So you really cannot shop in a hurry. You must read labels to make sure you're doing the right thing. Seitan is a good source of protein as well. You know, your body is able to make protein if it has the right amino acids in it. And like, for instance, a lot of people already know this, but legumes like, you know, beans and rice together make a complete protein. So if you're eating legumes and you're eating rice, it's a wonderful source of protein for you. Being vegetarian. The other thing that's surprisingly good as far as non-animal protein, peas, quinoa, spinach even has protein in it. And other
vegetables. Oh, that is so good to know.
Yeah.
You know, I had lentil soup for lunch. I love lentils. And I do eat only organic grass-fed meats, but I do love my lentils. You know, we have about 7 to 8 minutes left. I want to make sure that we jump into the actual 7-day plan for radiant skin. You have a 7-day plan for normal and dry skin types. You have one for oily and troubled skin. Give us an idea about what folks will be eating on that plan. I mean, I think we have a little bit of idea from what we talked about, but give us some concrete examples.
Okay, so somebody with dry skin, they need more fatty foods in their diet, like avocados, nuts and seeds, because their body, they need more oil in their diet. They also need more wet food in their diet, like your melons, wet fruit, drinking herbal teas, staying away from soda and things like that that will actually dehydrate you. Alcohol dehydrates you. So somebody with dry skin should have like salmon and oily fish. At least 2 or 3 times a week, edamame, tofu. People with dry skin also, believe it or not, really need foods that are very high in calcium, which is again like kale. Kale's really high in calcium. Somebody with a fatty liver who has too much oil in their diet, they should really cut down on meat and sugar. And alcohol and coffee, because that affects your liver negatively. And when your liver is funky and dirty and fatty, you will have oily skin and problematic skin. So that person could still eat their meat, but they should go more for leaner types of fish. And like, for instance, they should eat chicken, turkey. Again, it goes without saying everything has to be organic, but very lean and grass-fed. I'm glad you brought that up. Grass-fed is really important because what the animal eats affects the animal's protein or tissue, and then we consume that, and then it affects us. So we have to be, like, if you have oily, problematic skin, chances are you're eating too much sugar, you're eating too much, period, and also you're eating too quickly, and you're eating after 8 o'clock at night, and that's when your digestion is at its weakest point.
Yeah, I try not to eat past 6. Now, I know for a lot of people that's not realistic. My daughter happens to like to eat early, so we usually eat dinner around 5, and then my husband doesn't get home from work till 7:30, poor guy. So then he just has a very small meal, but he exercises like a madman and eats, you know, extraordinarily healthy. So it works for him, but it is tough, isn't it?
It's very tough, but if you chew your food really well, you will break your food down. Oh, there's another really important point. If you have to eat late at night and you're cooking for yourself, if you put a bowl of ice water out on your counter, and then you have boiling salted water, and you throw your lettuce leaf into the water, and then instantly you remove it and put it in the ice bath, that instant that it's in the boiling water will break the cellulose fiber. And when you're chewing that lettuce, you will release the nutrients that are inside it. Because that's what's so hard about when you eat after 8 o'clock at night, you can't digest your food well. But if you know these little tips about how to get more out of your food, then you stand a better chance of getting the nutrients you need from your food when it's in there, when it's in
your
gut.
You know, Susan, I'm just blown away by you. You know so much. I would swear you are a registered dietitian. You're an amazing esthetician. I can't wait to get one of your facials. You also have an incredible product line, which I love, and I've seen a big difference in my skin and in my daughter's skin. It's really fabulous, but I think the eating is such an important way to go. Susan, before we close today, is there anything else you'd like to add? And then I'd love to have you back because there's still lots more to chat about.
I hope this doesn't sound corny, but I think that especially in America, we should practice gratitude.
Oh, no, I agree.
We have so much more than anyone else. Whenever I step into the shower, I thank God for that warm water, the products I have to clean my body with, the food that's in my pantry, the fact that I could take a shower and live in a safe building and have food in my refrigerator. If we practice gratitude and we practice loving ourselves, but in a spiritual way, and loving and seeing God in other people and loving other people and uplifting them, one by one, we can uplift the whole world. And I really think now more than ever, we really need to come together as a nation and heal. And we need to come together as a world and heal. And it starts with the family unit. So that's why my big push is always for mothers and fathers to work out their issues, to raise their children with love and respect and understanding, to provide a good home. And then that becomes infectious and contagious. And then their offspring, your children, will then become better adults and people in society.
Oh, you are such a gem. Again, Susan Simonelli. The book is The Simonelli Solution, a 7-day plan for radiant skin, recipes for beauty from the inside out. Susan, tell us all the ways we can find you on social media.
Oh, my God. We have a website, SusanSimonelli.com. We have a Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Lisa. I'm so lame about this stuff, but I know we have it all. And our phone number at the spa is 212-750-4441. And I personally answer every question that's sent to me through my website. So if anybody has a question about their skin, their health, their well-being, their diet, whatever it is, I answer them personally. So if you just Google Susan Simonelli, a whole myriad of things come up for you.
Well, Susan, I am just absolutely thrilled. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to Talk Healthy today. Remember, you can eat for beauty as well as pleasure and health. Keep that in mind and be sure to pick up Susan's book, The Simonelli Solution, a 7-day plan for radiant skin, recipes for beauty from the inside out. You're listening to Talk Healthy today. I'm your host, Lisa Davis. Love doing this show. I'm having such a blast. I hope you're enjoying it too. Tell your friends and subscribe on iTunes. Everyone have a great day and stay well.